ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे
नमः. गुरुदेव कृपा बिन्दु दिया कुरुवे दासे
गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया कुरुए दासे त्रिनाभिका अतिना
गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया कुरुए दासे त्रिनाभिका अतिना
गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया कोरोए दासे त्रिनाभिका अतिना
सकला साने परोधियो कोरो निजमाने स्पृहाहीना सकला सहने बोलो दिया करो निज माने स्प्रियाहीना गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया करो हे दासे त्रिनपेकाहीना सकले सम्मान कोरे ते शक्ति देहो नात जात जात तभी तो गाइबो हरि नाम सुके अपरारा बेहत कभी ही नो कृपा लबिए जानो कृतार्थ होए बेनाता शक्ति बुद्धि हीन हमी अति दीन करो मोरे आत्मसाता जोग्याक्ता विचारे किछु नाही पाए तुम्हारा करुणा सारो करुणा ना होइले कांदिया कांदिया प्राण ना राखिबो आरो ओ हे वैष्णव ठाकुर ओ सॉरी गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया करो ए दासे त्रिनपेकायतिहीना गुरुदेव कृपा बिंदु दिया करो ए दासे त्रिनपेकायतिहीना सकला सहने बोलो दिया करो निज माने स्प्रियाहीना sakale saman korite shakti dehonata jata jata. Tabito gaibo harinama suke aparara habe hata. Kabhi he no kripa labhiye jano kritartha hoye binata. Shakti buddhi ami ati din koramore atanasata. Jogjatya vishare kichu nahi pai tomara karuna shara. Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya pranana rakibo aro. Karunana hoile kandiya kandiya pranana rakibo aro.
Translation. Okay, I'm going to read it from the book because I don't know where this one's from. Gurudev, with a drop of mercy, make this servant of yours humbler than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to bear all trials and tribulations. Excuse me. Give me the strength to bear all trials and troubles, and free me from all desire for honor. 2. O Lord and Master, please invest me with the power to honor all living beings properly. Only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy, free of offenses. 3. O Lord and Master, when will such mercy fall to this weak and foolish devotee? Please make me your beloved servant. 4. When I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Therefore, your mercy is essential to me. If you are not merciful, I shall simply weep and weep, and I shall not continue my life. Comments on the song?
The last line, I feel like, it's the words of a song, but do I really feel it? You know, we can talk about something, but when you stub your toe, you know, it really hurts, you know? And the actual feeling that, I'm going to really weep and weep and not be able to even remain alive is a real feeling, a sentiment that I just have to admit for myself. I don't truly have that genuine feeling, and I'm inspired by seeing that I should have that feeling, and that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has that real actual experience, a feeling that's palpable, that you can, like, I have to cry, you know. I feel stone-hearted that I don't have the real emotions of crying and even not being able to maintain my life airs in my body.
Thank you. Sugiwa?
Hare Krishna.
You know, this translation up there doesn't have some of the things.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know where the translation's from. This is off an internet thing, KKS songs. They use translations we're not used to. But I'm going to read the translation again so you can hear it fresh. Gurudev, with a drop of mercy, make this servant of yours humbler than a blade of grass. Give me the strength to bear all trials and troubles, and free me from all desire for honor. O Lord and Master, please invest me with the power to honor all living beings properly. Only then will I sing the holy name in great ecstasy, free of offenses. We do have song books, by the way.
Well, it's so different. And that's when I picked up on the first, what stuck in my mind is that he's asking to be freed from the need or the desire for honor. And that's like a major block for us conditioned souls, because basically because we've forgotten who we are in our relationship with Krishna, and we don't know what our value is. Almost conversely, we're seeking, you know, to be honored by others because we're actually lost and don't know who we are. And as long as, even in our spiritual life, in our spiritual endeavor, this desire for honor can like a virus, you know, infect us and remain hidden as we practice our spiritual life. At least I find within myself, underneath there is always this desire to be noticed and become special and be honored by others, which is just another form of ignorance. So it's good to bring that to awareness within oneself, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing in this song, and seeing that as like our number one obstacle and asking for that to be removed.
Having assisted Gopi Purandara Prabhu in editing the Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami talks about this, and it brought out in me when I chanted the prayer this time especially, this idea that knowledge, you can't get knowledge without humility. You know, I think there's one sentence in that purport that describes what knowledge is in the Gita, all that big, and what is the first two words?
Amarjivana.
No, the first two words of that verse.
Amani vam adamitvam.
Means it's humility, and tied with humility is pridelessness. And in the purport, he doesn't deal them separately, he deals them in one. And then he says at the end, you know, knowledge begins with humility. So here Prabhupada is the spiritual master on that level, is giving us the knowledge and the processes we talked about in the last prayer, but also demonstrating the humility. And Sanatana Goswami says that there's a type of humility that one can attain through one's own effort, you know, by, you know, just consciously, you know, not putting oneself forward and putting other people forward and all those types of things. But there's a type of humility that can only come from special mercy from the residents of Vrindavan through the spiritual masters who are fully realized and residents themselves of Vrindavan inside their hearts. So this is the essence of spiritual life. It's the essence of everything in this prayer, really. Because how can we even take the process and follow it and learn all the things and understand all the things that we have to understand? And this is our actual original state, you know. This is our original state, as you were so nicely putting, saying that in the material world, it's just the opposite. Everything's turned up and down. And if you're not trying to become famous and you're not trying to become, you know, honored, then something wrong with you. So to go against that flow, it's practically impossible. Who's going to be able to do that? We're so tiny. And, you know, so the closer we get to actually associating with Srila Prabhupada properly by doing what he says we should do, you know, then the more this self-realization comes out, which means that's who we are. We are tiny. We're insignificant, tiny particles of Krishna's consciousness. And therefore, any thought of, you know, being anything else but that disempowers us to follow the process and to give that mercy to others. So this is, to me, this is the essence of spiritual life, this song. How to become empowered to give these things to others, Krishna consciousness.
Arigato. In the fourth verse there, the first part in the translation.
You've got to hold the mic close to your mouth, because there's about 100 people listening online, and they can't hear unless you speak.
Okay. Oh, when I examine myself, I find nothing of value. Therefore, your mercy is essential to me. The mercy of the spiritual master is necessary to find one's actual value, one's actual identity. It's also necessary to enable one to find that nothing material of value within oneself. Earlier this year, speaking with Gargamuni, and he asked a number of people in the room, everyone, all of us, what did Srila Prabhupada give you? And anyway, his answer was, he gave you yourselves. He gave you your identity. He gave us each our identity, our own valuable identity, exclusive of the material illusions. And that is, for that, we must accept that mercy to be able to appreciate what he has given us. And that'll enable us to also spread that and share that with others.
Nice. I heard that once a devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. And Prabhupada replied, you're not the most anything.
You know who that was? That was Giriraj Swami.
Really?
Yeah, he told me.
And that mood of accepting a spiritual master, you know, gurus who can say that, that can take away that false ego very quickly. It's very important. And the other couple of things I noticed, Sakale Sahani, this Sakala Sahani, give me the power. They say, Bala Diya Koro, give me the strength to bear troubles and tribulations. And then the other one, he's asking for strength, Sakale Sahani. Sakale samana. Korote shakati. Give me the shakti to see all living entities equally. These are uncommon kind of requests. Mm. Only for those who have this vision of what the real wealth of life is will actually pray for these kinds of things, to see all living entities equally. It's something that people talk about a lot nowadays, equality, trying to find that place of equality, and you keep missing because it's on the bodily concept of life. Mm. But this is so essential to be able to have the power to actually see that all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, as Krishna reveals after the verse Tadvidi Pranipatena. The next verse reveals what that knowledge is that one gets from the spiritual master, is that you see that all living entities are in me and are mine. And that kind of vision is the is reality. And then the strength to overcome all trials and tribulations is a common theme in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Nahiya vyatayante te purusham purusharshapa samaduka sukham tiram somritatvaya kalpate. Is such a strong point that Krishna makes throughout the Bhagavad Gita, that you have to be able to tolerate all the churnings of material nature that come along. And it requires empowerment to do that. It's very interesting that those are the two things that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is emphasizing. Seeing all living entities equally and being able to remain steady in the face of the onslaught of troubles and tribulations, which is augmented when one takes up management in ISKCON.
I was two things came up. I'm sorry to interrupt my occupational duty, but I was thinking of examples that of this, how Prabhupada gave us this empowerment, and one of them was in a video where he's recording, and he's got the madanga in his lap. Do you remember seeing this? And then he stops and he says, "My father, he wanted me to play madanga like this,"
he wanted me to be like this.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry.
Like be like this.
Yeah. So you just felt this childlike innocence come out of him.
But they said be like what, Prabhupada? Like what? And he said like this, everything.
Yeah. And I once in 1976 when Prabhupada came to New York, I was asked to put the chandan on Prabhupada. And I wasn't an intimate associate like some of my older god brothers were, but I went up there, you know, and I was nervous. I was like practically, you know, shaking, and you know how it was in New York. You had to go up steps, and then I, you know, very and you know the sandalwood was a little bit runny, you know. I could just vision me putting it out and dropping down to his eyes, and I was just like trying to do it as carefully as I could, you know. Watching, you know, every day and how I did it. And then I kind of stepped back, and Prabhupada looked up to me and he said, "Oh, thank you so much." And it was like a child, I thought. It was almost like a child's face and a child's voice coming out. And it was so powerful that I practically fell off the, when I tried to, you know, step back down, I almost fell on the floor. It was so powerful because it was so childlike innocence, humility like I'd never experienced before. You know, just for that little thing I did, nothing. But he was so deeply grateful it was coming. It was so powerful. And afterwards I was meditating and I thought, this is love. What he just gave me was real love. It was, and it comes from that, what did Jesus say? You have to become as like a little child in order to enter the kingdom of God. There has to be that. Yeah, yeah. There has to be a kind of innocence that comes from deep, you know, purity and humility. And Radharani, what does she think? She thinks everyone is better than her. Everyone is a better devotee of Krishna than her. So that's our emblem, and that's where Prabhupada showed us. By his own, not just by giving us a process or by being powerful, and that he showed us, you know, and that's what charmed everybody. That way he saw, he taught us how to see everyone equally by his example.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Actually, this song is so sweet, and I was actually remember the different aspects of Srila Prabhupada, how every paragraph of this song, every part of the song represents Srila Prabhupada. Just like Gurudev, Kripa Bindu Diya Karoi Dasha Trina Pekha Tihina, and Sakale Sammana Balad, Sakale Sahane Baladiya Karo Nijamane Spriha Hina. So two instances that I can remember this is, one is the song Markina Bhagavad Dharma also goes in line where Srila Prabhupada is actually begging to Krishna before he is reaching the shores of Boston Harbor. She is actually begging Srila Shri Krishna that I have no power. In a similar line actually he is praying. And please, nachao, nachao, nachao. More like, I am your puppet. Please make me dance as you want me to dance. Oh, I can see that Markin Bhagavad Dharma is also prayed in a very similar lines. And then after coming down, actually, how he established the initial days of his con, like he himself is, we know, he is cleaning the vessels, like Sakale Sammana Karite Sakati. He respected everybody. He did not discriminate between who is a Brahman, who is not a Brahman, or who is advanced. He just respected everybody. He cleaned the utensils. Nobody knew. One day somebody asked, can I help you? Srila Prabhupada was telling, yes, I was waiting for this day that somebody would ask. So we can see how he, being a great Acharya, a Mahabhagavat, staying in Vrindavan, but he is out of his sheer humility, is ready to do anything. So he by his own example is showing. So he was cleaning the vessels, and then he respected everybody. He found good in everyone and he glorified them. That attracted so many people, and it attracted Krishna's mercy. Why would Krishna not come if such a devotee begs? We can see the initial days of Tompkins Square Park when Prabhupada is chanting, he is literally absorbed and he is begging Krishna to come, and immediately we can see the effect. It's said in Brahma Samhita, Katha, Ganam, Natyam, Gavanam. Immediately, even the people who didn't have any understanding, they immediately started dancing, and they were also absorbed because Krishna manifested there, and why would Krishna not manifest? And then in the last part, which is really Kandiya Kandiya Prana Na Rakhivar Koruna Na Hile, even this aspect Srila Prabhupada so much illustrates through his life. And I can recollect two examples here. One is one priest in Radha Damodar temple was interviewed after some time. Then he said there was he related Prabhupada, that Prabhupada used to come to the Radha Damodar temple, and there in Rupa Goswami Samadhi, he used to actually cry every day. Like in Nectar of Devotion, there is a chapter 9, I really adore so much. It says that the tears of the eye is the price of devotion. So Srila Prabhupada, even these verses, Kandiya Kandiya, that really begging the Lord, actually pleading. And he actually literally was crying. And another priest in the Shantipur in Advaita Bhavan was interviewed. So he used to say that, revealed that, I used to meet one person used to come here, and he used to actually cry to Lord Nityananda Prabhu there and Advaita Acharya for something. So he used to cry every day. And then afterwards, when he saw that, okay, the same person has come with so many people, and he was very happy. So there we can see how Srila Prabhupada even illustrates the last line, Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana na rakhivar. So he was actually crying for Krishna to actually come everywhere and deliver all fallen souls. So this song is really so sweet, and it so much emphasizes Srila Prabhupada's life, in his life, he actually so much this song comes alive in his life.
Hare Krishna. Would you like to make a comment?
Hare Krishna. The first thing I want to say is that this entire song is just incredible, and within just reading the translations, it makes a huge difference. Trying to translate with a proper mentality and understanding the true words and interpretation of the humility one must have when actually praying, and within that first shloka where it's at the, where it says, "And free me from all desire for honor," and in the second where it says, "And please invest me with the power to honor all living beings properly." In order for us to properly honor everyone else as a living entity, as equally, as mentioned earlier, we have to see the level of a transcendental soul, and we have to see all that a soul within every type of material body. And unless we see that, then we won't, even if we, like Krishna states, if someone comes to the temple and to see the deities but fails to see the super soul within the living entities, then that's not really Krishna consciousness. And that's because we try to honor ourselves sometimes. We place ourselves in front of, we hold on to certain titles or positions. And that's also because in the third line where it says, "When will such mercy fall to this weak and foolish devotee?" We have that pride because we think we know everything. We understand that we don't know everything. And even the demigods don't know everything. They're even bewildered. Even Lord Balaram, when Brahma took all the cowherd children, and he realized that even the animals and the parents were so absorbed in love for their children, and he said, how can this be? It must be something that Krishna himself is doing, because who else could cause me not to see something besides Krishna himself? So it's, you know, and then there's also like Sanatana Goswami, when he met Lord Chaitanya, he said, "There's people that call me learned, but I don't know anything. Please tell me who I am." Because we have to have that direct source of knowledge to tell us who we are and where do we come from, what the meaning of life is. So I this entire song, I feel, just says almost everything that, and especially the last part where I find when I examine myself, I find nothing of value. That's like understanding that without Krishna, we are nothing. You know, without the super soul, we are nothing. No one can maintain themselves on their own. So this entire song, I believe, is just, it's just amazing to hear it and feel it. So, thank you.
Natchariyar marman. Hey, Natchariyar marman. Natchariyar marman. Natchariyar marman.